Yeah, I mean, truly, again, democratizing the ability for anyone to shop sustainably is truly our mission. Today, like you mentioned, I mean, you hit the nail on the head in that, it's truly something that historically has been something that those with disposable income are really only able to do, in that products are more expensive on average, and it's really quite complicated. And so we're really trying to simplify and really democratize this entire process.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we talk with Dane Baker, founder of EcoCard, Sustainable Shopping Simplified. Welcome, Dane.
Thank you so much, Vidya. It's great to be here and great to chat with you.
Online shopping has grown, especially in the past year with the COVID-19. What percent of the purchases does an individual in the U.S. conduct online?
Yeah.
Do you have some statistics for us?
Yeah, I do. And so, I'm seeing a lot of different numbers out there. I'm seeing some really jarring statistics like, just this year alone, e-commerce adoption is accelerated 5 years into the future. We've basically, the rate that we were going in terms of e-commerce adoption, we wouldn't have seen that, what we see today, for an additional 5 years if it wasn't for what happened this year with COVID-19 and the shutdowns and making everything really go online. So it's just been a crazy year for the industry, and we're really excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, there are some of the statistics that I heard were that there was a 37% jump in Q3 in the e-commerce sales in the U.S. That's a lot. And how did people manage? How did the technology cope? We all know how Zoom has changed, and many other platforms which we hadn't heard about have just emerged. And even in my personal context, when I would send people a link to join the podcast a year and a half ago and explain to them the setup, people would be frustrated. They would be like, are you sure you can't just do this on a phone? I can call you and we can record, or, some other ways. Now it's like, oh, no big deal. Tell me where the link is. The use of technology for every aspect of our life has changed.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Who were the first retailers to popularize e-commerce, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that, very early in the early 2000s, maybe even late 90s, what we saw was, of course, Amazon pop up and really become the everything bookstore. In addition to that, really in the kind of the same time, you saw Zappos, which took a revolutionary idea such as buying shoes and putting that online. And I think I was listening recently to a podcast by the late Tony Hsieh, and I was talking about it, in that, one of the main, I guess, driving forces behind him wanting to do this is that he saw such, because initially, you wouldn't think that shoes or really anything that you had to try on would be popular to buy online, especially in the 90s. And so one stat that drove him to kind of embark on this journey, so to speak, is that he saw such high adoption for shoe purchasing among catalog orderers. And so he took that and he applied that to e-commerce, and it was just such a fantastic match made in heaven. And Zappos ultimately was acquired by Amazon a few years later. So yeah, it was really, those are the kind of the two pioneers that I see in my mind. I'm sure there's other examples, but those are probably the two that are top of mind for me.
And what he foresaw was a consumer's comfort in buying something, even a pair of shoes, without physically seeing them. And he calls... Rather, Tony Hsieh said that Zappos is a customer service company which happens to sell shoes. So that was his mantra. And that is sort of what Amazon, in some ways, you have speedy delivery, you have no questions asked, returns. The customer service is faultless for Amazon in most
cases.
Absolutely.
It's crucially important.
When I received your email,